Rebel Read.
Yes. Now, usually on a Tuesday, we have Rebel Read doing a gig guide for us. And so we're going to stick to the kaupapa of gig guides. Rebel Read has a background in just being a cool muso. We got to see her at, interestingly enough, I saw her for the first time live at Pacifica this year. And to say that yous were amazing is downplaying the situation. I remember having a conversation with someone and saying, they said, the band that Rebel's in is Valkyrie. They said they are music and pop, Māori pop rock that you never knew you needed. Ka tahi ka tai au ki te ata mira, ka kite au ia rātou I tū pai rātou. Kia pono te kōrero, they were unreal. I've even got my horns accidentally. Yeah, Spider-Man. Anyway, I saw them there, and you watch that and you go, these people should be appreciated for the work that they do. But you have to go through quite a lot of nonsense, right, as a band?
Kia ora, mui awa. I guess I see it more now that I'm helping manage the band. And that nonsense whānau is just... Sorry, e te whānau is...
Where's Squally?
Squally! It's all about, I guess, not being respected for the mahi that you do. And honestly, I could be playing a banjo and yodeling about the word squally, and if you aren't gonna pay me for my banjo and my squally song, I'm still gonna be upset, you know? I'm gonna be upset only because I did the mahi and I really did what I'm here to do, and no one's saying, oh, good on you, Rebs, shot. And so this kōrero actually is about musicians feeling underappreciated, and it's a real thing. Like, I'm not a moaning Myrtle. I'm actually never really moaning Myrtle.
True story.
But for some reason, Valkyrie and myself are in a situation where we had not received payment, I guess. Payment for our hard mahi done. And it's not like we were, you know, I don't want to do this gig. We wanted to do this gig. We wanted to perform for our people, and we love performing for our people and showing them how diverse you can be with music. So that's why it hurts a little bit more, because of what we do it for and who we do it for, and then those same people don't do it for us. So it's like, oh, mean. You just got bit by the snake. Although you shouldn't be petting a snake, Rebs. Ha ha ha. Sorry.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm tempted to get into the nitty gritty of this situation that you find yourself in, because you're in one right now, right? So you're in a bit of a deep one right now. And I'm interested in seeing, you know, I'm sure there's many people, many bands, many... I'm not even bands. As you mentioned, it could be somebody playing the banjo, it could be a kai store, it could be whatever, and they should be honoured for the mahi that they did, actually, with what was agreed upon.
Kia ora.
So, that's not happening with you.
No, and it's almost like toi tū te tiriti or what?
Great. Yeah, no, that's enough.
A music treaty, you know? We signed this treaty, and they're not giving us the they're not giving us our land back, per se, our music land back. So yeah, no, you feel yuck. Yep,
I appreciate that. Yeah, I know it's not easy, but you know, as a band, when things like that happen, especially when you're on Aotearoa, when we look at the industry in Aotearoa, the music industry in Aotearoa, and somebody doesn't pay up. Or if they don't honour that agreement through what was agreed, payments.
Yeah.
And not only that, obviously, when you go up on stage, there are things that people promise. Sometimes that's not there. Sounds terrible. All of these things that affect your ability to perform.
Yes.
Does it affect your livelihood? If they don't, you know, if they don't honour that agreement that they made with you. As bands, small bands in Aotearoa, and especially as niches, I don't feel like it's that niche, but think it's you're a gangster enough. But at the same time, you're Māori.
Kia ora.
And you're a pop rock band.
Kia ora.
Focuses on all these
whakaaro.
Kia ora.
And your all of those things. But anyway, sorry, back to the question. Does it affect you when in a really bad way when people don't uphold this? And does it happen that often?
Yes, I think it does. And I didn't know it until now because we have never hit this. We have never hit this wall. And I feel like it's the integrity that's a little bit, I don't know, stood on because they, I don't know, they just don't see us as real working people of New Zealand, you know. There's the labourers, someone who's out there blimmin' blinking, putting tickets on your car. They're, you know, they're workers and they get paid. But for some reason, people sometimes don't see musicians in the same light. And that is weird. And the thing with me for this reason is that everyone that performed this particular performance are tangata whenua. And they are not getting respected from people who should be respecting tangata whenua. And yeah, it's just, it's. I feel like I want to go to the beehive.
Well, these are policies, right?
Yeah.
And are upholding all of these things. Integrity.
Kia ora.
The integrity of themselves and the agreement. And so for you, for those who might be listening and go like, yeah, I'm going through this right now. I don't really know what to do. Okay, this might be the first time you're dealing with it, but you would have had other peers that have dealt with this particular situation. What are the scenarios? How do you get out of such things?
Yeah, I haven't seen a good story, actually. but I guess with social media, that can be kind of used for, let's say, being the repo man. You use your social media and all of a sudden the repo man's knocking on your door and, oh, all of a sudden they've got your, you know, they've got your stuff. So I think we're a lot more safer in today's world because we've got the receipts, you know. We've got the receipts and we've got a voice through social media, so we can fight the fight. It's just dumb that you should fight the fight when you just did hundreds of mahi. Like, imagine you're going to work for 2 weeks straight and then they haven't paid you your mahi. And you're just like, wow.
I would be so stuck.
Right?
I'd be stuck. I wouldn't come into mahi.
Right?
Gas.
Kai.
Kai. Bills.
The normal.
Everyone
everyday.
Else around you. Your everyday gets bung. I mean, if you're smart, which most people aren't, they don't have a lazy savings on the side. They don't have a, even if it's 500 or 1,000, most. I dare to say Māori wouldn't have a bit of a savings on the side to just in case.
Yeah.
And so if something like that happened to me, be stuffed.
Yeah, totally.
Stuffed.
Yeah. And I think for musicians, if anyone's listening, or artists, or don't feel like, you know, for Valkyrie, I'm just going to use Valkyrie, we practice all these hours, you know, every night practicing for this show. You pack the car, you go to the gig, you're 6 hours early for the gig, you're doing your sound check, and then you stay after so you can toe talk with the event, and all these hours add up for your hours, and then next minute, we're at the bank now, but they're not at the bank. They're not at the bank. Why are you at the bank? Help! and before you finish it off, now I feel like an idiot begging for my money. How yuck is that?
You end up saying, yeah, I hate that. I think that's gaslighting to the max.
Yes! It's gaslighting on musicians and artists.
At least they're not saying something like, I know some people have dealt with this, but somebody hasn't yet said, what I told you. Did I not tell you we were here?
Yeah, no, it's exactly that. So you've made me feel dumb for begging for my own money. Thank you very much.
Wow, we're going to play a song that's almost opposite to this, but definitely 100% Rebel's style of loving, because even in tough times, she'll still give you some aroha. And so we've got the song by Valkyrie. It's called, actually, you can intro it. But before then, we've got our English news coming up after this Waiata by Valkyrie. And then we have our food foodie. Food foodie?
Food foodie.
Tere, our drive show foodie, are coming on straight after our English news. Nā reira, ka we haere tawhiti, are are taringa mai ki Watson.
Te aroha kia koe whānau, e te whānau. Aroha mai.
Māori Radio, Wātea, 603.